Welcome to episode 1024. It's Thursday, April 9th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners like you. Pick up a domain name for just 99 cents or get a $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain at GoDaddy.com. All my GoDaddy specials can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Start supporting the show today by becoming GNC Insider at GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. Hey, folks, this is the last show before I load up to go to Vegas. I have a great show for you. Lots of cool things to talk about. Really cool things. You know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome you to the show. Got a great show lined up for you today. Of course, all of you that are part of the Ohana, all of you longtime listeners and viewers of the show, thanks for being here. And if you're brand new to the show... thanks for checking out the podcast. This is going to be a life changer for you. You're going to want to stay connected here to Geek News Central because we just geek out. We have a lot of fun. And that's what it's really all about here at Geek News Central is sharing and giving you lots of tips on news. But more importantly, we want you to be part of the Ohana. And being part of the Ohana is being part of the family. And to do that, it's a piece of cake. All you got to do is get over to geeknewscentral.com. And subscribe to the show. You see the iTunes subscribe button there or an RSS feed if you're on an Android device. There's more subscription options available as well. You can watch the show right on the website. You can watch it on your mobile device or listen. We want you to do that and get the show automatically delivered to you. And you can only do that to automatic delivery via the subscription on your mobile device. Now, you can subscribe to the newsletter. The newsletter comes out immediately following the show, contains all the information I'm going to cover in the show. Subscription link to that is just a little bit further down the page on the website. And all you got to do is go over there and click on the newsletter and you'll get subscribed and get set up. And of course, we've got a lot of other great shows on the network. We'll be talking about a few of those here in a few minutes. But get subscribed here to Geek News Central today. We want you to be part of our Ohana. I tell you, It's been a crazy, crazy, insane week. And literally, if my hair could be on fire, it would. We'll talk about exactly what's happening. And if you've been following me on Twitter, there hasn't been a lot coming out of me because I've had my head down, getting things ready to go, some major announcements forthcoming from my team. So I'm really, really excited. So you make sure you get a follow my Twitter account, at Geek News. And when we do some of these announcements in the next couple of days, we want you to email your thoughts to us at geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. A good way to reach me on the show as well. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook, on Google+. You can watch the show on the Tech Podcast channel, on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung's, Google TV, Chromecast, you name it. We're everywhere. So definitely get connected with the show that way. Of course, this show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And all the great deals they continue to bring us month after month and making you money by saving money and helping you save time by really putting good products in your hands. And if you go to my website at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, you're going to find all the codes locked and loaded, ready for you to use. And really, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy is the page. And you can get a .com for just 99 cents. Never seen it really that low. I think it's going to be around for a while. This is a new and transfer domains. We've got the website builder, their brand new service that's absolutely tearing up the airwaves. This is a product for business owners. If you are looking, or if you're a brand new business, or you don't have a website, or you're looking for a fresh look, we want you to get online. You get a domain name, you get a website, you get an email account. free human support, and a whole bunch of very, very cool products and services. And we're going to get you, they're going to get you up in line quick. They're going to get your site designed. You can even buy the new top level domains, .com, .net, .rocks, .org, .club, .co, .guru, like I have, progear.guru. And really, we let you, they go through and you figure out which site is for you. And there's a couple of videos there you can look at. You can look at the designs of the website. So they give you all kinds of cool stuff. Here's an example of one for a car repair company. There's a trucking one, business sites, you name it. They've got all the different templates all ready for you. And it's not, this is not hard, folks, to be able to maintain a website. And this is what it means to have a GoDaddy website builder account. $1 a month for 12 months. GNC God is the code. Or Geeks 12. You get $1 a month economy hosting. If you just want to do it the old fashioned way, want to get just an economy hosting account, set up WordPress on it, or write your different services, you can do that. Again, $1 a month for 12 months with a free domain. Again, all these come with free domains. Full set of features available linked on the website at geeknewscentral.com. /GoDaddy. Lots of great products and services. You can hunt for domains on auctions if you don't find the right one you're looking for. They've got a variety of web services, the shopping carts, you name it, really to get you up and running. And, you know, they've GoDaddy's been in the space a long, long time. They've been sponsor of this show for 10 years. So we're making it happen for them, and you're going to make it happen for your business. So definitely check out GoDaddy.com. And try one of their products. You know, it's, you know, someone emailed me the other day and they said, hey, Todd, do you have any demo accounts? And I replied back to him and I said, no demo accounts. But, you know, if it's going to be for your business and you're looking to build business owners' websites for $12, you can kind of set up a dummy account and go through it and see what it's like. And, you know, you can do a trial run, and that way you can decide if the product's right for your customer. Because I can't imagine someone that's building websites for customers, there's, you know, that's, it's a small portion of what you would charge someone. But the main thing is, you don't have to have someone else do it. You can do it yourself, okay? And, but for the gentleman, it's part of our Ohana here. You know, I hope you took my advice and set up an account and been experimenting with it. I want to hear from you if you did. I want to hear from you exactly how it worked and how it, you know, if it's everything I think it is and everything that, you know, I just really want to hear from you. And, you know, I run dedicated servers at Geekness Central. This site runs on a dedicated box. We have a lot of stuff going on here at Geekness Central. We've got all of our team members. We've got Don Bain, the gadget professor. We have Langley with Elder Vide. We've got Todd Ani with Robot Underpants. We have Jamie Davis with Health Tech Weekly. Our brand new site, the Pro Gear Show. We've got the new media show with myself and Rob Greenlee. So lots of content here, lots of stuff. Very powerful site, and run on dedicated boxes. And that sometimes when you grow to that point, that's what you need. But when you're just starting out, the GoDaddy products and services that we're offering today really make a difference, and it will get you up and running inexpensively. And that's the main thing, and a lot of power behind them. Okay, so let me go ahead here and switch up. Whoops. Don't want to flip that. And I want to kind of just talk a little bit about what's been going on around here. Again, thanks to GoDaddy for being a sponsor and get those products and services. But anyway, I found one of my missing items, and actually it didn't take me too long. It was right where I thought I had it. In fact, I had to dig a little deeper in the cabinet. So I got all my gear ready. And basically, you know, when I go to big shows, I normally take a bunch of stuff. And this time it was a small Pelican case. I had a Canon HFG10, some wireless stuff, batteries. I had my portable audio recording gear so I can do two shows while I'm in Vegas for you. Got to figure out the format of how we're going to do that. And then just, you know, some miscellaneous stuff, like 25 pounds of stuff, took it to FedEx, got it out of here, and it'll be there tomorrow, I believe. Got to check on those shipments. But anyway, you know, the main thing is we're ready to rock and roll. And as far as my stuff. And but I've been getting, you know, everything else ready for the stuff that Raw Voice is going to announce at the show. And I'm going to share with you guys tonight a couple of those things. I'm going to take it a little longer here. And you guys, we've got some really cool stuff. We're going to, and I could probably tell you one thing tonight because we're announcing the first thing tomorrow. So I'm not too many people are listening right now. And if you are watching live, because I'm going to tell you guys a little secret, okay? So don't be going tweeting about it, all right? Anyway, before I get to that, Don Bain is the Gadget Professor is leaving for Vegas on Sunday night. I think Sunday afternoon. And then Monday morning, bright and early, 9 a.m. Pacific time, he goes live. And so I hope you guys will tune in to Geek News Central or the gadgetprofessor.com or tpn.tv. We'll have Don's live stream up 9 to 4. He's on two different shows. So it'll go live for a while, then it'll be offline for a couple of hours, and it'll go live again. So definitely tune in. He's going to have lots of different companies. I think he's lined up 60 guests through, I believe, 3 days of being online, maybe 4 days of being online. And, of course, we'll be sharing a lot of stuff on Twitter as well from the show. But really, the focus on NMX has just obviously gave me a few more gray hairs. But I told you guys back in February, we had come up with something very, very, very cool. Angelo has figured out a way, and I can't go into too much detail, but for those of you that are Android users, we think we have broken the code. Actually, we know we have broken the code on being able for you to go to a website like geeknewscentral.com. And just as the iOS users have been able to experience over so many years of being able to one-click subscribe to a podcast, we believe and we know that we've broken the code so that in a few short days, Android listeners are going to be able to come over to Geek News Central and a variety of different sites. And we're waiting on some of our app partners to get the code in place. But as long as you have an app that has been updated with the protocol that we've basically developed, if you come over to Geek News Central and you'll be able to click on the Android button that's going to appear here probably tomorrow or Saturday, and you're going to be able to one-click subscribe to a podcast with an Android mobile device. So this is a huge, 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 huge. And it's big. I mean, this is really, 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 really big. So we're going to be sending out our press release midday tomorrow. And you guys that are live are hearing it early that we're so close. And there's no more. I can't give any more details than that and how it works or what it does. But I'm really, really excited about that. And then we're going to have some additional announcements on Monday. Better wait on that. We did run behind on getting code done. Just like anything else, you try to have everything come together, and we just got a little overwhelmed at the end. Two new hires coming into the company, so that kind of puts us behind a little, because you got to get the new hires up to speed. It just happens. But we're cranking. I mean, really, really cranking stuff out. And I'm excited. One thing about this protocol is that all Android app developers are going to be able to implement it. We're going to have a public document talks about how to do it and how it's going to work. And we'll be updating PowerPress. That's going to have it all included to our 40,000 content creators. It's going to go out. So they're going to be enabled right off the bat. And we showed it to a couple of people earlier today. They were absolutely flipping out. They got to see the whole thing in action. So I'm really, 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 really excited here about this. And I hope it's a talk of the town for the next month. But it's by my team at Raw Voice, Blueberry. And I'm really jammed to see it come to fruition. And got a little bit of a piece waiting for our app developers, but we're done. We're announcing, showing the implementation, and then basically as soon as the apps start popping up, it'll start activating and be able to be work on people's websites. But the app piece, the app developer piece, is in work, and that's coming. But anyway, enough on that. So lots of stuff going on next week, more announcements, of course. But all the great shows on GNC are doing a fantastic job, and we definitely want to thank them. If you love this show, if you appreciate what I do for you guys a couple days a week, consider becoming an insider at geeknesscentral.com/insider. One thing that I do want to just briefly touch on this because I haven't had a lot of time to fully analyze the product. But I told you guys on the last show that I've been that Harry's.com, a shaving product, is basically come in and they are now a sponsor of the show right now. And the folks over at Harry's have so let's bring that down. The folks at Harry's have come on board, and I'm trying the product out. And I'm, you know, most of you that have been listening to the show for a while know that I take a shower generally because it's been a long day. I need to freshen up, get ready for the show. About 30 minutes before the show, I jump in the shower. And, of course, when I jump out, I want to look nice and fresh for you guys, so I always shave. And I've been, you know, I'm kind of picky when it comes to the shaving products that I use. And I think most guys probably are as well. And many, many years ago, I found a shaving cream that I absolutely fell in love with and used it for many, many years. And it basically, the company went out of business and I couldn't use it no more. So Harry's has a foaming shave gel. They got two different products, really. And when it comes to, they got a shaving cream and a foaming gel. And I haven't used a foaming gel in a long time, so I chose the foaming gel as the first test product from them. And the experience with this was really nice. Didn't take too much gel, foam right up real nice, lathered up my beard, or, you know, whiskers. I shouldn't say beard because I really didn't have a beard after a day, but really nice. And this is the size that it comes in right here. And it's got a real nifty... And you can tell this thing was just used recently. So I'm not kidding you. This is fresh out of the shower. So nice nozzle on it. And then what I was really, my really big thing on this product was okay, how are the blades going to do? And I've been using some of those blades out there that are, oh, you know how expensive they are. They're crazy expensive. And I've always used a razor. I've never used an electric razor and they've never been close enough for me. Having spent, 24 years in the military, close shave was always important. And this is the razor. And I know you guys can't see this real close, those of you that are watching. But nice weighted handle with a nice four blades on it. And so, you know, I give it a try. And the shave is a little different than the other product I've been using. And I don't know how to describe it, but, you know, I did the first swipe and I kind of like, and I put my hand on the side of my face. I'm like, yeah, that's smooth. And it to me was a smoother shave. And I'm feeling the side of my face here and I got a nice tight shave. And this is the third time I've used this razor. Was impressed with it. I was just like, it's a little different shave, but it was good. And it did the job. And I didn't find that I had to rinse the blades any more off than I did with any of the other products out there. And was, you know, overly impressed. Now, my biggest challenge is I've always had on the bottom part of my neck. It's always been kind of tough. So for me, that was a test area. Okay, what's going to happen when it gets down there around kind of the folds of my neck here, and where's, you know, how's that going to do? And did well, didn't have any problems. Don't feel after three uses at all any bumpiness or anything like that. So overall, I'm really pretty impressed with this blade. And I've never ever in many, many, many years had a razor blade that was that really kind of satisfied me. And I've used some of the very expensive, popular ones. As a matter of fact, they're so doggone expensive that you use them until they're scratching your face almost, you know? And you probably use them, you know, half dozen times more than you should. But in this sample pack that they send you, that you guys are going to have an offer to get it to, they send you two additional blades. So you get three blades with the additional kit. So what do you get? You get the shaving gel, you get three blades, you get the razor, and you get their aftershave lotion. Now, I'll be honest, I've never, in the entire time I've been shaving, never used aftershave lotion. So for me, this was kind of a new experience. And the true test was with my wife. Use this and kind of, you know, snuggled up to her a little bit and got my face on against her face. And what do you think? And she's like, what? You know, she's kind of giving me this weirdo look. What are you doing? I'm like, how does it smell? And she goes, oh, and I'm saying, I'm trying this new product. She, oh, it smells nice. And I said, what does it smell like? And she says, I can't tell, but it smells nice. And they're like, okay, big help there. And it's like, you know, I kind of did the up and down on her face a little bit. How, any chafing? And she says, no, you're good. And my wife is like, if I have any stubble at all, I'm not touching her face with my face. It doesn't work. Homie, don't go there, because she's very, very sensitive. And so it passed the wife test. That's that's the main thing. So I know I spent a lot of time on this, but again, just three shaves. I'll have more for you guys as we go on. And, you know, Harry's was started by two guys, passionate about creating a better shaving experience for all us guys out here. And probably the ladies could use this product too. So let's not forget them. But Harry's delivers a superior shave. And it's I would say that the shave was as good as any shave I've ever had. Now, they bought a blade factory in Germany that's been crafting blades for a long time. And they've cut out the middleman. And they have an amazing offer for you guys as a starter product of this. So the starter kit is just is $15. And that includes three razors, right? Includes a razor, three blades, your choice of shaving cream or foaming shave gel. And as a bonus, you get $5 off your purchase with my code. So my code is GEEKNEWS. So after using my code, you can get an entire month's worth of shaving for just $10, okay? Shipping is always free from harrys.com. And again, you don't have to go to the store and tell them to unlock a cabinet to pull out that $50 with their, five blades or whatever they're selling those small packs of blades for now. But go to harrys.com. And again, Harry's will give you $5 off if you type in my code GEEKNEWS with your first purchase. That's harrys.com, harrys.com. And enter the coupon code GEEKNEWS and check out for the $5 off starter set and start shaving smarter today. Now, one thing I will say is they've got a cool website. And when you go and look at this and their shave plans, so they basically say, get started. And then they ask you, how often you shave? And I shave 5 to 7 days a week. So I click 5 to 7 days a week and I click next. And because I'm just going to need blades initially, I'll go next. And then I don't need I can change and get another color. So get another color razor. So here's the cool thing. This is what shocked me, is 8 blades, $15. So that's a fresh blade every week for $15. They ship you 2 months worth of stuff on your order. Okay? So, awesome. Charge $15 every 2 months. So that's $7.50 a month, guys. All right? Cancel or modify at any time. So, I don't replace on those other expensive blades. I don't replace every week. So I'll know when I get to 7 whether or not I need to replace this. We'll talk about that on the next show. But anyway, harrys.com, use the promo code GEEKNEWS. I spent a lot of time on that. I apologize, we went way long here, but I just wanted to kind of give you guys the inside scoop on this. Jury's still out. We'll know in a few shaves how long the blades hold up. All right? Okay, so let me go ahead here and let's move on. We got to get into the tech. I'm excited about going to Vegas. I really am. I need a little bit of a vacation too. Me going to a trade show, it's work, but it's a vacation. And we're going to be in the North Hall. So if you go to NAB, NMX, come see us. Look us up in the directory, exhibitor directories, Raw Voice/Blueberry. All right, let me close this up here. And so Jason, hey, Todd, staying at the Plaza, pre-recommendation? Yeah. Well, we're going to be in a car, Jason. I've got a team there, so that we're going to be 5 in a car every day. I don't know how much room we're going to have. I'll let you know if we've got room for one more, but We've already got five in the vehicle going to the convention center. But give me a text when you're, or email when you're at the plaza, and stop by the booth. Okay. All right. Looking forward to some of that 100 internet speed that I had last time. Let's start on the tech stuff. Jason, if you heard my announcement later, don't tweet it, okay? Shh. Mum's the word. I let the cat out of the bag a little early. And if I get, if my guys know, they're going to skin me alive, all right? All right, let's take that down. Okay, so the EFF has weighed in on the White House's new executive order on cybercrime. And unfortunately, they're saying it's not a joke. And this article came out a few days ago, and I missed it. But on the morning of April 1st, the White House issued an executive order that asserts that malicious cyber-enabled activities are a national threat, declares a national emergency, and establishes sanctions and other consequences for individuals and entities. While computer and information security is certainly very important, this executive order could dangerously backfire, according to the EFF, and chill the very security research that is necessary to protect people from malicious attacks. EFF says, we wish we could say that this is a well-orchestrated April Fool joke. It appears the White House was serious. The order is yet another example of bad response to very real security concerns. It comes at the same time as Congress is considering the White House's proposal for the fundamentally flawed cybersecurity legislation. So it goes on, and they basically say the most damaging or the most precarious provisions are Section 1-2B that allows the Secretary of the Treasury, in consultation with the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, to make a determination that a person or entity has materially provided technological support for or goods or services in support of any of these malicious attacks. So this sounds okay in face value, but that order is really broad. We know that tools can be used for malicious attacks are also used vital for defense. For example, penetration testing is the process of attempting to gain access to computer systems without credentials like a username. They say it's a vital step in finding system vulnerabilities and fixing them before malicious attackers. They're worried that security researchers who often publish tools and provide support for them to help with this testing could then be used, or they could be the recipients of sanctions against them for providing those types of testing tools. So they're worried about this. I understand why the president did what he did. There's a lot of bad people out there. They're trying to take our systems down and infiltrate them and steal intellectual property, classified government information, you name it. The revelation recently that the White House IT system, the unclassified version of their internet system, was attacked. The president's president's schedule was compromised. That, ladies and gentlemen, is in itself shocking to think that the president's personal schedule of where he's going to be at, when he's going to be moving, how he's going to get someplace, was potentially compromised. I don't know about you, and I don't care what your politics are. That, to me, is not good. Not good at all. So that, coupled with everything else that's been going on in recent months, I'm not surprised that they put this forward, but the EFF does have concerns. So here is the question that I want to ask all of you. So when the president basically issues an executive order saying, okay, go ahead, lock and load, and using all functions of the government to go after entities, countries, et cetera, sanctions and seizures of bank accounts and potential arrest, what do you guys think about this executive order? Is it overdue? Is it overbroad? Are you worried? Are you glad that they're finally stepping up and fighting back? I really want to hear from all of you and what you think about this. You know, I think we all can agree that the internet, the internet that you and I have access to on a daily basis, is pretty vital to the business and basically commerce of this nation at this point. How many times are we going Amazon a week? Where are we going to get music? Where are we doing? You know, there we are so digitally connected. It's really, you know, it's really pretty incredible. Now, if you're looking at the government, you know, their connected systems are just as vital, just as important, just as, you know, we've got to be able to make sure that we can communicate and our national defense is maintained and everything that goes along with those communication lines. And so I don't know if the president means just to go after, again, just to go after the, this is for government targets or any company. Let's say, are they going to respond when Sony's attacked again? It's really hard to say. I got to flip a fan on here. Hang on. I forgot to turn that baby on, and I felt the temperature rising in here. So anyway, love to hear your comments. Geeknews@gmail.com. Please let me know, and we'll read them on the air next show. VPN company, you know, VPNs. We talked about a couple shows, either last show or the show before, about Netflix saying, hey, if you come into our service via VPN, we're gonna cancel your account. Big media companies insist that VPN services violate copyright laws, and it's largely because people in other countries now are able to get access to content that these companies have been trying to block for many, many years. You know, what's happening down in New Zealand, though, is even more interesting. It's very, very cool. Down in New Zealand, the ISPs were frustrated that their users kept running against geo-blocks. And the ISPs themselves, can you imagine this happening in the United States, started offering VPN services that got their customers around those geo-blocks as a standard feature, came with the service. So, you know, there's no more recognition that the internet is really global when attempts to pretend otherwise are pretty fruitless. But big media companies were not happy about those turn of events down in New Zealand. A week or so ago, a bunch of them, Lightbox, MediaWorks, Sky, TVNZ, teamed up to threaten New Zealand ISPs that they did not stop offering global VPN service to customers, that the media companies would sue. Now, what it is those local companies, they control what people get to see and when. So stop this first run in the United States here 1 week and maybe run in New Zealand 6 months from now. It's all done via licensing fees. They have those companies pay big money to get that content there. So what happens then is that the people in New Zealand say, I don't want to wait. I'm hearing all these people on the internet talk about, you know, show ABC. I want to see this thing. I want to see this thing now. And they go on the VPN, they get access to it. Okay? Now, the letter was full of its usual bluster that they sent to the New Zealand ISPs. They, in part, it said, offshore providers such as Netflix US, Hulu, Amazon Prime, and BBC iPlayer do not have the right to exploit the copyright works in New Zealand. The letter says licenses they hold apply only to specific overseas locations and prohibit customers from circumventing geo-blocking measures and other content protections. In other words, it's all about control. They want their people in New Zealand not to get access to anything outside of the country. We own that. It's a small world. I'm sorry, things are changing. Even though it's true, it's time to change your licensing fees. It's time to change your business model. The internet is here. It's not leaving. It's growing. So, crazy interpretation of copyright laws are the norm these days. And there are always lawyers who insist the media companies have a case. Such as the lawyers quoted in the article, the basic argument seems to be a variation on felony interference of a business model. Now, here they use the word felony. So the four are claiming that Global Mode, offered by Slingshot and Orcon, these are two ISPs, and similar services offered by other providers are unlawful for several reasons. Top list is infringement of the Copyright Act of 1994. This is for New Zealand. The four are also claiming the services are unlawful in providing misleading representations and stating or implying without a proper basis that it is lawful for New Zealand-based users of the service to access content from the offshore providers and that the circumvention of geo-blocking measures in this way is permitted by New Zealand law. The four are also claiming that the use of the service constitutes a clear breach of the term and conditions of the offshore providers, being the likes of Netflix, Hulu, Hulu Plus, Amazon Prime, and BBC Player. One ISP has already caved. Unlimited director Ben Simpson says that while his company doesn't necessarily agree with the assertion, it has taken down the service nonetheless. He says geo-blocking services are a direct result of consumer demand for access to content that is made available, that is not made available to the New Zealand market. To be on the safe side, we have taken legal advice on the matter, and I have made a firm call that will sit on the sidelines until a legal precedent has been set. The guy doesn't have enough money to fight these folks. Trying to outlaw VPNs is like trying to protect the business of having CDs in a music store. Obsolete business models of media companies pretending the world is not global these days is just absolutely insane. So I'll have the link up to this article in the tech and tech dirt, but go ahead, New Zealand, crank up those VPNs. And don't worry, those of you in New Zealand, if you can't get a VPN from your ISP, I'm sure there's 100 more that you can get one from just the same. I think this is awesome. The ISPs offering VPNs. What if they did that in the United States? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? All right, the United States currency. And I got me a not-so-crispy dollar bill here. You know, making a photocopy of this and cutting it out and trying to pass it off as legal tender, you know, it's a federal offense. It can get you put in jail for a long time for passing counterfeit money. Making money and then trying to sell it over the internet can get you even more time. And then all the above, and then using that counterfeit money yourself that you're selling in the same city that you live in is, in my opinion, sheer stupidity. Well, a $3.85 latte paid with a fake $100 bill led to a counterfeit kingpin downfall and his three accomplices. And they're all getting ready to go to jail. We live in a world today where there's cameras everywhere. You go into a store and you pass a fake $100 bill. You know, that's not something, people just don't go around handing off $100. You know, when was the last time you paid something with $100? You may have went to Costco. In Costco, I use my Amex, right? I pay that at the end of the month. I just don't go around. You know, first of all, homie, don't roll that way. I don't have $100 bills and wads. I wish I did. You know, I think we all would, right? But, you know, who goes into a, you know, on the rare occasion we've been on vacation and I've had some big bills, I probably broke $100 before in a store. But it's not, this doesn't happen. You know, they've got a bill drawers that have rooms for ones, five, tens, and twenties. And then over the side, they've got, you know, a little slot maybe for some bigger bills from time to time. But most people don't roll the $100. And the guy that did was on tape. So he actually got it passed, you know, and it's a pretty good story. And these gentlemen are about ready to go to the big house. And we'll follow this story, but not advisable to be selling fake hundreds, 20s, and 50s over the internet. You will go to jail. All right, there's a good article on impactlab.net talking about China's use of drones and how packages are already soaring through the air in China while companies like Amazon are chomping the bit here in the United States to launch drone delivery. So 2 years ago, residents in the city of Dongzhong spotted SF Express branded delivery drones hovering overhead with packages in tow. SF Express is the country's largest mail carrier, and it presently delivers roughly 500 packages a day via drone. Now, the company says it plans to expand its service and double the number of packages it sends each day, according to a Chinese news report. So, very interesting. I'd love to see how this is done. If someone will get some video on how they actually make it happen. You would think a drone flying into someone's neighborhood would alert the thieves. And I am sure in China that, with the financial situation there, that people aren't just roaming the streets looking to steal stuff. I can't imagine that, surprised the drones aren't stole. But anyway, they've got a service and love to see how they implement it. And I don't want packages being delivered to my house by drone, not when people can hear them. That just, to me, doesn't make any sense. But anyway, very, very cool. All right. I'm really concerned about this. Researchers at Rapid7 have turned up a set of typical dumb vulnerabilities in Motorola's DOCSIS, Eero DOCSIS 3.0 capable surfboard SBG6580 cable broadband modems. I want you guys right now, okay, don't disconnect the internet right now, but after this in the show, I want you to go to geeknewscentral.com. I want you to load this show up, and then I want you to, again, if you forget the model here, SBG6580, I want you to go look at your cable modem at home, and I want to make sure you don't have one of these. If you do, call your cable provider or go to Best Buy or one of these other big box stores and buy your own DOCSIS 3.0 modem. Make sure it's not a model SBG6580 and replace the one you have. This thing's got a back door. There's three vulnerabilities in it. A cross-site request forgery, at least one hard-coded backdoor that lets a technician in with a password, and the password is public already. It's on the internet. Right now I can read it. And a cross-site scripting vulnerability in the firewall config page, letting attackers inject JavaScript to pretty much anything they want. This is bad, 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 bad. Now, exploitation only requires that the attacker must successfully know or guess the victim's internal gateway IP address. That is usually the default of 192.168.0.1. I'm going to give you a little hint. I've always changed the default gateway. You can probably do an immediate emergency fix by changing the default gateway of your modem. Change it to something else. It doesn't have to be 192.168.0.1. It can be another number. Okay? You can do a little research on that. And you can change that so your internal network is on a different IP set. Okay? So I'll have this up in the show notes for you to take a peek. Check those modems, ladies and gentlemen. Also, a data scraping Chrome extension steals more than 1 million users' data. I want you to go in Chrome, if you're using it, go to your extensions. Are you using web page screenshot? If you are, prepare to have a heart attack. Web page screenshot, an extension of Chrome, allows users to take a screen capture and store it. But even though the extension has been downloaded 1.2 million times, it hides its ability to copy data from a user. The team discovered that the Chrome extension contained malicious code. This is a team of Scrape Sentry. Contained malicious code that allowed copies of all the user's browser data to be sent to a server in the U.S. This information included data visible on the user's page, title, such as email. If using a web email service, could be sent without their knowledge to the IP. So this is bad, 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 bad. And don't know if Google has responded to this or not, but web page screenshot, delete it now, please, okay? All right, bulletproof vest shields NASA's Pluto-bound spacecraft. New Horizons is the fastest spacecraft ever launched. The probe has traveled more than 3 billion miles, 4.8 billion kilometers since blasting off in January 2006. It's currently covering the distance from New York City to Los Angeles every 4 minutes or so. Traveling at that speed, boy, you can imagine if it hit a pebble, a speck of dirt, anything, it could just wreak havoc. But the system is wrapped in a layer of Kevlar that basically says it should, keyword is should, protect the satellite from an encounter with a stray rock or bits of debris. And New Horizons is even got some mission planning going on as they get closer to Pluto on what they can do to basically change approach paths and so forth if they run into an issue. It's unlikely that New Horizons is going to have a problem, but they are prepared. And at that speed, they've taken all precautions. Pretty cool little video on it. I have the link up in the show notes for you to check out. Also, there's a report that active flows, yes, I'm saying active flows on Mars could, and I'm saying again, could be seeping water. And NASA scientists are speculating that this is happening, that seeping water may be causing some fascinating season formations in the mountains of Mars. So the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has been taking a fresh look at areas and seeing basically changes. Now, it could be the way the wind is channeled or, you know, a number of different things. But scientists are thinking there may be water coming up from the internal, within the surface of Mars. And they're predicting this could be the real deal. So pretty cool stuff. News coming out of Mars, of course. I don't think any of us will be surprised about that. Even more surprising is a report from the NASA's chief scientist, Ellen Stoffen. During a panel discussion regarding NASA's search for habitable worlds and alien life, Stoffen said, "I think we're going to have strong indications of life beyond Earth within a decade, and I think we're going to have definitive evidence within 20 to 30 years." Wow. So she says, we know where to look. We know how to look. She told the event attendees, along with those watching via the webcast. She says, in most cases, we have the technology and we're on a path to implementing it. And so I think we're definitely on the road. So, but that definition of life is from what, a microbe to ET? So I think it's going to be pretty exciting times as we move forward. Wouldn't it be cool? Wouldn't it be really, really cool if by chance we're able to detect a carrier signal and get it dialed in to the point where we could actually see some RF energy being beamed our way? Now, this would have to be pretty specifically done, but wouldn't it be cool if all of a sudden we could flip on our TV and get it, you know, some real TV? you know, that's huge speculation. Very hard to do. Chance of that happening is very, very limited. But are you guys ready for first contact? that's the pool to be in Vegas, right? Do you have an LG screen? Well, LG screen software have left Windows PCs open to malware. So this is not good. Apparently, their LG suffering, and they've got an oh no moment that one of their display units may have exposed a lot of PCs to malware, and a piece on Developer's Couch that basically their screen split utility that ships with LG's ultra wide monitors breaks your computer's most basic security provisions, and it's about the user account control stuff. So if you've got an LG screen and you're using any of their utilities, please, please, please go and link to that article. The EFF and ESA have gone to war over abandonware. You guys know abandonware is basically when a company has walked away from a software package or quit supporting it or maybe quit running the servers on the back end to allow a game to work. Well, players have been wanting to hack these abandoned programs so they continue to play the games that they love on the machines that they have. And the EFF has filed a request with the Library of Congress asking the body to approve an exception to the DMCA that would allow users who wish to modify lawfully acquired copies of computer programs to do so in order to guarantee they can continue to access the programs. And with that, Entertainment Software Association, or ESA, has filed a counter argument strongly opposing such a measure. So, we'll see where this leads, but it's for those hardcore folks out there that have games that basically don't connect to servers anymore. This will be a particular interest to one of our listeners of the show. And I'm just going to read the article. And one of you out there is going to go, 10 U.S. senators representing a political spectrum are seeking a federal investigation in the displacement of IT workers by H-1B using contractors. Those senators are asking the U.S. Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Labor Department to investigate the use of the H-1B program to replace large number of American workers at Southern California Edison and other employers. The letter to the Attorney General Eric Holder and secretaries of the two other departments was signed by U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is oversight of the Justice Department. The other signatories are Senator Richard Durbin, Democrat, Illinois, a longtime ally of Grassley on H-1B issues, Jeff Sessions, Republican of Alabama, Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, Sherrod Brown, Democrat of Ohio, David Vitler, Republican of Louisiana, Claire McCaskill, Democrat of Missouri, Bill Kennedy, Republican from Louisiana, Bernard Sanders, Independent from Vermont, Jeff Inouye, Republican from Oklahoma. So neither California senator signed on. Southern California Edison ought to be the tipping point that finally compels Washington to take needed actions to protect American workers, Sessions said. 500 IT workers at SCE were cut, and many of those folks had to train their replacements. So if you're listening to the show and you used to work for Southern California Edison, I would be sending each one of these senators a thank you note. H-1B is good and bad. In some instances, it's being used to get rid of American IT workers and replace them with cheap overseas help right in their same offices. All right. Good on the senators for doing this. This is bipartisan type of stuff that the Senate is supposed to be involved in. This is a type of stuff that, you know, I think us, as those of us that live here in the United States, can say to our particular representatives, why aren't you on this list? You know, and I think we should all applaud these folks for a bipartisan effort to go in and look at this H-1B worker issue, where they're basically getting rid of American workers, putting them to the curb for cheaper help. And it's, you know, it's what business does all the time. But the H-1B thing is, you know, it's even more egregious because they're bringing people in from overseas. All right, this is crazy. Pro-ISIS hackers taking a French TV station off the air. I mean, for like 18 hours. A French language TV station broadcaster on the road reported a hack by ISIS halting broadcast. TV5 Mundo's Facebook page and website were also hijacked, and the network director said operations were severely damaged. The station's programming and Facebook page are back up, but its website remains in maintenance. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, they got back on the actual broadcast air about 3 hours, but their digital stuff, some of it's still offline. So someone really wreaked havoc. News over on the Register. Cybercrime is getting even easier. And this is a pretty insightful article about how hackers are basically just tricking all of us into clicking or opening or looking at things that we were sucked into and then infecting our machines. And you'd think that we wouldn't be getting caught on what emails and stuff like that, but we still are. So just be careful out there. And if you want a good thing to read as a refresher, look at this security article again over on the Register. I have a link up in the show notes for you to take a look. Now, some countries are buying drones for another purpose. Police in India are purchasing crowd control pepper spraying drones. I don't know if guns are legal in India or not, but I can imagine if about the first time a drone comes over and tries to pepper spray a crowd, knowing how the riots over there can go, I am sure rocks, bottles, shotguns, and everything else will be used on this pepper spraying drone. Pepper spray drone. It's crazy. Each drone costs $9,600, capable of carrying 4.4 pounds. That's a lot of pepper spray. Wow. Wow. how are they going to know who to spray it on? Are they just going to spray the whole crowd? Crazy stuff. All right, IBM has started testing AI software that mimics the human brain. I'm telling you, folks, it's not going to be long. But there's a company called Numenta. IBM has recently started testing Numenta's algorithms for practical tasks such as analyzing satellite imagery of crops, spotting early signs of malfunctioning field machinery. Numenta's technology caught IBM's eye because it works more similarly to the human brain than other AI software. The 100-piece and IBM team, the testing algorithm is led by veteran researcher Winfried Wilkie, I think, who used to work at HP. So it won't be long before they're going to get this stuff going, and it's going to change the world. You thought losing IT jobs to H1 workers were bad? Google has, they're really trying to slow hackers down a little bit. So Google has stuck anti-SQL injection vaccine into MySQL Maria DB fork. So this is very, very cool. So Google's dropping encryption into the Maria database, the fork of Oracle MySQL, to help shut out SQL injection attacks. So Mountain View is credited with developing and testing table space encryption in MariaDB Server 10.1 and the community edition of Maria database. This is big, big, big. If any of you are using this particular database, it's very well could really help to go a long ways to stop SQL injection attacks. So this is more of a dev, real geeky type of article. So I'll have the link up for you to take a peek. All right, LinkedIn has purchased lynda.com, LYNDA.com, for $1.5 billion. Of course, funded in 1995, lynda.com is a subscription-based online learning portal where members can focus on a range of business and technology skill sets. Website also offers premium subscription for members in corporate, government, and educational organizations. I didn't know lynda.com was that big, be honest with you. $1.5 billion? That's an incredible amount of money. All right. Those of you, I don't know how much you guys follow world news. And let me switch this up. Let me take a shot of water here. There's a big dispute going on right now in the South China Sea. China, the Philippines, Thailand, India, all those surrounding countries in the South China Sea realize that there are vast, vast, vast oil reserves. And China has been in the news a lot about really going after that area in a big, big way. But there's some satellite imagery showing China building artificial archipelagos. And they're basically dredging. And for a better word, building islands. And this is pretty spooky stuff. And they're basically pulling dirt, not pulling dirt, but pulling sand. And basically, building a reef, an archipelago, a fake one. And basically building buildings on it in order to lay claim to areas which probably are sitting on top of oil reserves. I just can't even imagine the ecological damage that they are doing by doing what they're doing. And, pulling sand from the bottom of the ocean and dumping it, to make these new land masses. It's pretty amazing and pretty bold by the Chinese. This is going to end up not going well at some point. People are going to get hurt, and it's going to end up in some sort of military action at some point, I'm sure. And China's flexing its muscle, and there's not very many people in the neighborhood to be able to stand up to them, except for the United States, of course, and maybe the Japanese. All right, the new MacBook has been reviewed by a bunch of folks, and it's not getting strong reviews. Oh, they say its design is fantastic. Performance is, not that great. Keyboard is weird, but getting used to. battery life sucks. You want USB Type-C port? Well, there's all kinds of words being used for that. And everyone's saying it's too expensive. And this was by Wall Street Journal, Gizmodo, all the folks that usually are fanboys of the Apple brand. Not good things to say. And, I mean, it's just goes on and on. Mashable, TechCrunch, Engadget, Wall Street Journal, The Verge, Laptop Mag, Macworld, Fast Company, all of them are not positive reviews. So, of course, the Apple Watch is on sale now. Not buying one, saving some money. But it just goes to show you that Apple doesn't always, at least according to the reviewers, hit one out of the ballpark. But we'll see. All right, if you've got Creative Cloud, Adobe's added some slick important tools to its Creative Cloud video applications. So I actually noticed on my Mac tonight that there were some updates. So if you're an Adobe Creative Cloud user, I will definitely have a link up there for you to look at some of the new stuff. I don't even use any of this fancy stuff that they're putting together, but some of you may. Amazon has filed a lawsuit over fake product reviews alleging sites sold fraudulent praise. So they've filed a lawsuit against a whole bunch of companies. Let's see, what were some of the websites? BuyAmazonReviews.com. There was a whole bunch of other ones that were out there, but they're all going to be going to court, and I am sure Amazon's going to get a pound of flesh out of them. Let's see here. BuyAzonReviews. BuyAmazonReviews.com, BayReviews.com, BuyReviewsNow.com, a whole bunch of them that Amazon's went after for basically vendors being able to buy fake reviews. I'm sure those vendors, once they do a subpoena and do a discovery on those folks, they're going to find out which companies bought reviews, and I would imagine they're going to get the what I commonly refer to as the ban hammer. Our Edward Snowden has told John Oliver how to generate the best passwords. On last week's Tonight with John Oliver, a long conversation with Edward Snowden wound up turning into advice, on coming up with good passwords. The upshot: passwords of 8 characters or less are basically crackable in seconds, and the best memorable password that Snowden ever could come up was Margaret Thatcher is 100% sexy. That was one of the passwords he came up with. But if you're doing 8 characters less, he's saying that password's hackable in seconds. Okay. In more crazy news, oil companies are selling dirty wastewater to drought-stricken farmers in Kern County, California. And I read this, I was like, oh, this isn't going to end well. But for every barrel of oil Chevron produces in the Ken River oil field, another 10 barrels of salty wastewater comes up with it. So Chevron is selling about 500,000 barrels of water per day, or 21 million gallons back into the Cowella Water District. The local water district delivers water to farmers. So I guess it's more, has a higher sodium level than anything else, but the USGS is starting to take a look at this, and they want to make sure that certain oil-producing chemicals like methanol and other heavy metals like chromium and selenium are not being passed along in that water. I'm sure this is going to end well. I can't believe they're desperate, but that scares the living crap out of me. I hope they get in there and test that water quickly and make sure that that's not going to make it into the ground and into the crops. All right, last couple of articles. Mophie's new space pack lineup adds 128 gigs of storage to iPhones and iPads. So this is a new product that's coming out. Well, actually, it's a revamp line that's coming out. And they've made it available for the iPhone 6 and iPad mini cases. And what's going to be the price on this? Does it say? $149 for 32, $299 for 128 gigs. Of course, it provides some additional battery life as well. And let's see, last couple here. SpaceX has got some 4K rocket footage. If you got a 4K screen, this is fantastic. Wait till you see it. It's beautiful. It's one of the first times I've been able to take advantage of my 4K screen here to see the video. It's on YouTube. Played back pretty good using their VP9 technology. Well, this should not come as a surprise. Or maybe if it does, you'll have to ponder this a little bit. But apparently, scientists have figured out that rat brains are basically wired up like a miniature internet. They basically did some very deep looking at the cerebral cortex of a rat, and they said it looks just like the internet, and all the internet's wired up. So I wonder if they start looking at the cerebral cortex of man, of us, and if they're going to figure out whether or not we're wired up like the internet. Who knows, man? We've all been connected all along. That explains it, right? You have to think about that for a second. And finally, tonight, Apple spent $38 million on an Apple Watch advertising alone in the last month. It's nice to be king of the hill and have a pile, an absolute crazy pile of cash on hand. Okay, so where am I at on time? Not doing bad. And let's see if we had some email that come in. Jason, you still awake? What day do you get into the show, Jason? Do you get on Sunday or Saturday? I get in Saturday morning. So just remember, hanging out in Old Town, hanging out downtown Las Vegas, you're hanging with the real people, not the fake people that are hanging up on the strip, okay? All right. And if any of you are staying up on the strip for NAB, don't take it wrong, but it can get kind of plastic up there and expensive. All right. What did we have? Did we have any email that came in? I know that the Raspberry Pi got shipped, and I'm waiting for email to load, of course. I didn't have everything set up here. Okay, yeah. I did have a couple. All right. Nir says, Todd, this is Nir from Israel. I have written to you about this so many times, and hopefully you'll finally get it. It's so simple, yet you make it so complicated. Waz is not like Waz. It's pronounced like Waze. Waze is pronounced Waze. Nir, they type it as Waz. Waz. I know Waz is W-O-Z. Waze. Okay, it's Waze. Very simple. And I hope the Waze, Waze, helps you next time when the zipper truck beats you down. Oh, it was like, Waze was not helping me when the zipper truck broke down. Waze was just solid red. And there was nothing to do but just suffer through. Oh, so funny. All right, that was it for tonight. Thanks, everyone, for being here. Next time we'll be in Vegas. Woohoo, viva Las Vegas. And just remember, everything that happened in Las Vegas is posted on Facebook. It doesn't stay in Vegas. It stays in Facebook. But look forward to bringing a couple of shows. They're not going to be long. They're just going to be fun shows out of Vegas. And I hope that you guys will have fun with me as well. And just be aware. We'll put up whatever I can get put up. But I will get some content up for you. Everyone, thanks for being here. And we'll be back in the studio exactly. Little over a week from now. But we'll be audio only, I expect. Maybe I'll shoot some video. Who knows? But keep your eye on Geek News Central and the ProGear.Guru website, which is going to have a lot of content going in for NAB. It's been my pleasure to bring the show. If you got value out of this show today, if I protected your computer or if you're going to look at your modem or whatever it may be and you felt that I have been worth 6.7 cents, throw me $2. And I do want to say one thing, though. We've had a bunch of people come in and actually become insiders. And I'm very, very thankful. And we've actually had another member of the Ohana come up and step up at the $25 level. Nigel, thanks so much for your contribution. It is greatly appreciated. Same thing with Barry. I think Barry's increased his recently. And a variety of other folks as well. Dale, of course, continuing your longtime support at that level. Andrew and all the other folks that have sent contributions to the show. GeekNewsCenter.com/insider It is absolutely fantastic that you continue to support the show this way. If we could get 100 at 25, oh man, that would really help things a lot. All right, folks, thanks so very much. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time. Everyone take care and aloha.